Good evening, my friends. This is Executive Consultant Jay Emma, and I'm really excited about this call here tonight. If you could press star one just to mute yourself, I would appreciate it. I do hear a little noise on the line. I'm not sure if that's Brian or if it's someone else, but just to be on the safe side, if you can press star one, you can mute yourself. That would be wonderful. Brian, do we have you on the line here?
I'm here, Jay.
Okay, great. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, let me just get started here and say that we've got an exciting call here tonight. We're just coming off of Power Trip. Many of us were there. Many of us were not there. And this is going to be an informative call for people that are on tonight, but also the recording is going to serve us well to get the perspective of Brian McClure with decades of experience in this industry. Number one income earner, the view from the top is really what we're going to get tonight in terms of Brian's take on spending some time. I know Brian had an opportunity to eat dinner with Scott Hudson and Sidney Siegel. Scott is the president of Vistra Retail, and Sidney Siegel is the chief marketing officer. And then he also had some time offline. Spent some time with them. He also was asked his opinion to share some ideas and thoughts in terms of the future of Ambit Energy and how he sees Vistra's potential role in some things that could take place. But so what I want to do right now is let's just get right into the call. We've got Brian McClure, number one income earner. If you don't know who Brian is, Brian from the very start. Has created the largest organization in Ambit Energy and one of the largest organizations in the history of network marketing. Tremendous leader and friend to all of us, national consultant, Brian McClure. So Brian, would you maybe just start us off and maybe say hello and talk about your just overall impression of Power Trip and meeting Scott and spending some time with Scott and Sidney offline and over a meal?
Yeah, you bet. First off, it was a historic Power Trip. Won't ever happen again. It was the first Power Trip after, we joined the Vistra Energy family, and as such, we were just thrilled to have Scott Hudson, who's the president of Vistra Retail. He runs the whole retail side of the house, which is about 25% of the revenue of Vistra Energy, and 75% comes from the generation of the electricity. And then we had Sidney Seeger, who is the chief marketing officer on the retail side of the house. So it was absolutely fantastic. Did have a chance to hear before the merger with Vistra, had an opportunity to be invited to meet with Jim Burke, Chief Operating Officer of Vistra, and Scott Hudson. Sidney was at a conference and wasn't able to attend that, and Chris Chambliss was at that meeting as well. And we spent an hour and a half, 2 hours, just kind of talking about different things and them getting a feel from the field perspective as to what I felt like, needed to happen to really move the ball forward. It was a great meeting. And then again, Friday before the Q&A session at Power Trip, and Scranton, had an opportunity to sit down and have dinner with them as well. And, what I can say from those interactions as well as the Q&A was that, these people, God gave us two ears and one mouth, and they're listening. And Ronnie Kirkland and I did a audio cassette way back in the day called "It's Impossible to Know What You Do Not Know." And when that audio cassette was titled that, because it is impossible to know what you do not know, but if you can recognize what you don't know, what you can do is you can fill that void. And what was really refreshing was that they understood that this wasn't like their existing channels. It wasn't like their telemarketing. It wasn't like their direct mail. It wasn't like their door-to-door operations. This was totally, totally different, and they wanted to understand what it is, what the drivers are, because if you look at Vista Retail, they have multiple channels for acquisition, and Ambit Energy on new customer acquisition now represents over 50% of the customer acquisitions of Vistra. So, you know, the reason that's important is because we are actually delivering that customer to Vistra at a lower price point than any of the other channels. You know, if you look at all the other channels, it costs them considerably more to get a new retail customer than it does in our channel. Because, you know, and the other thing that's really exciting that we bring to the table is our customer retains longer because of the relationship between the consultant and the customer. So to say they're excited about it is an understatement, but they also understand that the channel is what Scott refers to as the consultancy. You know, it's kind of like the stormtroopers in Star Wars. You know, it's like we're the Force, you know, It's just great because we are. I mean, we've done stuff in the industry that no one else has done. You know, Ambit Energy is the largest independent retailer of energy in the United States of America, which is the largest retail energy market in the world. Now, Vistra, with Ambit as one of its brands, is the largest retailer of energy in the United States. So you think about it, they've got huge generation assets married to the largest retail base of customers in the United States. We now are responsible for the acquisition, the new acquisitions, over 50% of that at a price point that's less than any other way they acquire customers, or with a retention that's longer, which means the customer is more valuable. And so you start to look at that from their perspective. And Scott said from the front of the room in the question and answer, he said, the number one reason we bought Ambit Energy and we wanted to acquire Ambit Energy was for the consultancy. Yes, we wanted the customers too, and that was part of the transaction. And yes, the technology and the IT department was part of the transaction, but they understood that we were a juggernaut, but they also understand that they've never done anything like this, and this is different. And that's really, really important. They ask intelligent questions. These people are extremely, extremely intelligent. They know the industry. They have assets that we don't have as a company prior to their acquisition of Ambit Energy. And so there's these huge assets, you know, huge win back technologies, huge customer opinion centers and consultant centers. And if you're an SC on this call and getting close to EC, you're going to see all this stuff when you come in for your EC fly-in. It's absolutely will blow your mind.
Brian, you mentioned something that regarding the win back, right? They have a team that's underneath Sydney's team that has been very effective in terms of winning people back. And from the relationship between, you know, in the past, TXU in Texas was a, you know, obviously a competitor, and sometimes the customer would fall off of, you know, we would lose them and TXU would get them. Can you explain that relationship and how the win back is going to work from Vistra's standpoint and how that's to our advantage?
Sure. Well, for those of you that are on the call that may not be familiar with TXU, TXU is the incumbent provider in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Okay, so that's one of their brands. And so, you know, as the incumbent, they lose customers to Direct Energy, and they've lost a lot of customers to Ambit Energy and different competitors, Reliant, Stream, and others in the Texas marketplace. And their win-back programs are so effective, they win back approximately 50% of the customers. So prior to us becoming a brand under Vistra, you know, we would take a customer, you know, as a consultant, let's say, you know, I'm over in Houston, I pick up a TXU customer, they're now an Ambit customer, or picked up two of them. Well, they were probably going to win back one of those two customers. So they were a strong competitor. You know, they have some products that are very innovative. You know, free electricity at night, for example. You know, very innovative in the way that they market. I don't know if that's you making a lot of noise, Jay, or if there's somebody else on the line, but anyway, it's a little distracting.
I'll mute me just in case. While you're talking, I'll mute just in case. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. So, happened in the past was that we would acquire, two TXU customers, and they went back one of the two. Well, we only acquired one customer. We only had that one customer for a short period of time. And so we're going to have that same win back, you know, when somebody takes an Ambit customer, we're going to still have the power of that win back team that is going to win those customers back from Ambit. But they're not going to, you know, if you look at the methodology of the other, TXU, for example, you know, it's mainly direct mail, door-to-door, television advertising, billboards, that sort of thing. So moving forward, when an Ambit customer takes a TXU customer, they are not going to try to win that customer back to TXU. They're going to leave it at Ambit because they own Ambit as well. But conversely, if TXU takes an Ambit customer, which could happen, I mean, they see a billboard or they see a television ad and they're on Ambit, they pick up and say, hey, I want those free night, and they switch themselves over. That's going to happen, but they're not going to email them. They're not going to telemarket them. They're not going to do any of that. And the bottom line is they're going to for Ambit. So an Ambit customer goes to TXU and, what's going to happen is they're going to work to get that Ambit customer back to Ambit. So, and we're talking about the Texas market, but the same thing occurs in the other markets as well, where they have other channels and other brands. And so, you know, essentially we've eliminated a lot of the competition that we had prior to us becoming a brand to Ambit. And it's just going to be fantastic the way that they're going to work it, and the sophistication of those systems are second to none to anybody in the industry. So we're going to have all that technology and all those systems working for us as consultants at Ambit Energy to get customers. Another thing I'll tell you is, and this isn't all going to happen overnight. I mean, the win back thing's going to happen immediately, but you know, they're going to come out with some really innovative products, you know, just like the one I explained that TXU has, where it's free nights, you know, any electricity burned from, you know, 8 or 9 o'clock at night or 10 o'clock at night, I don't know what it is, until 6 in the morning, all that electricity is free. You don't pay for it. And so that's attractive. You know, if you're working a day job and you're up at night, that, you know, that's pretty attractive. You know, people can put washing machines and dryers on timers, you know what I'm talking about? So, you know, they have some very innovative ways that the products are presented. And a lot of those innovations, I think, are going to make their way over time to our product set as well. So to say I'm excited about it is is an understatement.
Yeah, when I heard that, I was like, it's just such a huge volume increaser for Texas. I mean, and retention and residual income, I think is going to jump dramatically over the next, you know, couple of years just because of that. That's huge. Was there a question that somebody asked and any particular answer? I agree with you, by the way, and I was encouraged by their humility and by how often Scott Hudson had mentioned, you know, it's more important to ask the question. The question is more important than the answer. And you could tell that they live that philosophy, and it was powerful to see his humility. Was there a question anybody else asked for you was like a highlight in terms of getting some feedback from Scott Hudson or Sydney?
Well, you know, there are a lot of really, really good questions. And of course, as always, there were a couple of not so great questions, but you know, there's some really, really good questions. And one of the questions was from a consultant who's a friend of mine. And he just came up and he said, hey, are you guys committed to Ambit and committed to us as consultants? And are what we have built going to be here? And you know, a lot of people are like, what kind of question is that? But, you know, what the way that Scott answered the question was, you know, resolute. You know, I mean, it was absolute and resolute. I mean, it was, you know, this is the whole reason that we wanted Ambit Energy to become a brand of ours. And he began to talk about the consultancy thing and the value of the consultancy. And you know, it wasn't so much a particular question or a way that or a particular answer that was given. It was just the confidence. It was the vision. It was the delivery. You know, or Scott Hudson would lean forward in his chair, just his body language. You could tell he's excited about it. And both he and Sydney were truly excited to be there and to be part of a historic event. And you know, the first event where Vistra Corporate came. You know, as the new owners of the Ambit brand to an event. And you know, I can tell you that, you know, as great as this event was, I took the last question, which was, hey, the it was on Friday night, right? And the promotion was ending at midnight. And I said, hey, Scott, yeah, the promotion's ending at midnight. Do you have any insight as to what's going to happen after midnight? And he announced the extension of the promotion, and the place went crazy. But I want you to think about this, Jay, for a second. You know, they bought the company on November 1st. I think it was November 3rd or 4th. They made the announcement of the promotion that they just extended, and they made it retroactive back to November 1st. Now, there are a lot of consultants that you know, hundreds of them that have either through text or email or Facebook or, you know, call me personally, you know, have said, you know, hey, I'm just going to kind of wait and see what they do at simulcast. You know, I think it's interesting that Vistra didn't wait to see what we did between now and simulcast. You know, they said, we're going to make an investment in this channel, and we're going to make it now. They made the investment, and then they were happy enough with the return on that investment. They made another investment, and the current promotion ends on December 6th. Now, you know, typically even Ambit didn't run much of a promotion during the holiday season, which I don't necessarily agree with. I don't know if they're going to extend it again or not, but I know this, that you don't want to go to simulcast by yourself. See, there's two groups of people here. There's the group of people that have stayed engaged and are working and building and showing the plan. And then there's the other group of people that I refer to as the people on pause that, you know, they go to a meeting every once in a while if you know, but they're not showing the plan. They're not working the business. Ambit pays us to do two things, you know, gather a handful of loyal customers. And for those of us that have been in the business for a while, we don't have to do that anymore, and help other people do the same thing. So that means show the plan, either for your group or for somebody that you're personally going to enroll in the business. And there are a lot of people that just aren't doing that anymore. They said, okay, I'm going to see what's going to happen at simulcast. You know, I think it was in Forrest Gump where, you know, Forrest says you can't fix stupid. Well, you know, the bottom line is that, you know, you can go to simulcast by yourself and get, you know, huge announcements and all the excitement and all the energy out of simulcast and then go work the business by yourself. Or you can take advantage of the promotion today, work like your hair's on fire, and go to simulcast with one person, two people, five people, 10 people, 50 people, depending on where you are in the business and the amount of time you have to invest. And I can promise you the person that's got the most new people in their organization at simulcast is the grand prize winner. I kind of equate it to this. You know, they called this the rocket ship launch promotion, right? Well, the rocket ship's on the launching pad. And what's going to happen is they've tested the rockets, and the rockets are working, okay? So that's this promotion that's going on now. They're going to put the full ignite on it, and all the steam's going to start coming out, and the rocket's going to start shaking, and the rocket's going to take off of the launching pad at simulcast. And I'm telling you, it's going to go into orbit at Ambition. You see, when you have to transition and merge a company into existing systems, that takes time. I mean, just the who reports to who and what meetings do I have to show up with and how do I get my credentials to get into the building? And, you know, there's just some logistical things that I have to get out of the way. You know, who's going to be responsible for this and that and on and on and on and on and on. So, you know, to think that they're going to come up with some innovative thing and be able to write software programs that are integrated into software that has to be integrated into other software, that's just not realistic right now. So you're going to see a lot of really good stuff. You're going to see some innovative products. You're going to see some things where they've got the IT support in place to do right away. And when I say right away, between now and simulcast and beyond. But then as that acquisition, as that logistical merger, it becomes more and more complete, and they start to come in with real innovative, do some testing, do consumer testing, they know what works and so on and so forth, and start to, you know, improve the product set that we have, start to, you know, make some additions to other aspects of our business that are going to be very positive for it, you're going to see some stuff at Ambition that's just going to blow you up. I mean, I don't know what it is. I'm just telling you that if you've got a channel that's over 50% of your acquisition that's acquiring them cheaper than any other way you acquire customers, that's where your focus is, that's where your concentration is, and that's where your investment is, and they're going to make it.
Yes. Yeah, I agree. Well, you know, a couple of things with Scott that was really awesome when I heard him. You know, he talked about value. He talked about them being a $13 billion company and being a gentailer, having the ability to minimize the volatility. So in terms of, it's not just about rates, although we all believe it's likely to be better, but there's going to be a lot more value. The products are going to be differentiated, and we're going to have a lot more value to add to clients, to customers. But the other thing that I got offline from Scott and in front of the room as well was, did you see, Brian, how competitive he is? Because, you know, I had mentioned to him just off stage that it's real exciting. I'm looking forward to seeing what's going to happen over the next year. He goes, I'm looking forward to today. He goes, it's going to happen. It's happening right now. Like he's very competitive and very, did you get that from him as well?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, what I can tell you is like any big company, you know, he's in charge of retail. He's in charge of customer acquisition. You know, he has budgets and he has numbers that he needs to hit. And all of a sudden, he's got something that can blow those numbers out of the water. And what we have to do as consultants is we have to produce, you know. In other words, he's got an excitement level. He's willing to make the investment, but he's looking for a return on and up, you know, of his investment and then on his investment. And the bottom line is that, you know, everybody on this call and everybody that's not on this call that people on this call can touch is, it's time to go back to work, because customers in our business are a byproduct of new consultants. And the bottom line is, if we go out and we show them how appreciative we are of this promotion and that we can go and produce like we're very capable of doing and quit sitting on the fence and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and take yourself off the pause button and move into action. You know, I said at Power Trip, you know, doubt will take you out of action. Action will take you out of doubt. Well, there's been a lot of doubt. Go back 6 years to the polar vortex. People are still talking about it. Are you kidding me? That was 6 years ago, you know? I mean, come on, let's get off the polar vortex. It happened. It was 6 years ago. Let's go back to work. You know, people are talking about losing the gas markets in the Northeast. Hey, I understand that was, you know, almost 2 years ago, you know, well over a year ago now. And so, you know, it's like things have happened in the past. And that can put doubt in your mind as to whether you want to go back and build it again or whether, you know, the company is what you thought the company was. Whatever those doubts are, that's what takes you out of action and you become insecure. And doubt lives in insecurity. And so what happens is you and only you can pull yourself out of that doubt and say, hey, new sheriff in town, new leadership, you know, you know, much better prepared to take us to the next level, you know, and, you know, put yourself back into action. If we go and produce customers before they really launch this thing and really, you know, throw some afterburner rockets and get this thing rocking and rolling, there is no telling what they're going to throw at us. Because, again, they have the ability, not only financially, but from a capacity perspective, to take this thing to a whole different level. And so, you know, you look at Scott, he's saying, hey, let's produce numbers today. You know, Yoda said there's do or do not. There is no try. Let's not try. Let's just go and do. And I think that's where Scott is. Hey, go produce some numbers. Yeah, I'm going to produce what you need. You produce what I need. And I tell you what, this thing, I truly believe, and it's going to take time, Jay. This is not something that's going to happen overnight. But I believe you're going to look up 2, 3, 4 years from now, and the momentum that will be in Ambit Energy in the United States of America will far succeed the momentum we had in the early years when things were just going through the roof and we were setting all kinds of revenue records because we were opening up new territories and everything. This thing is going to absolutely explode. And so you can sit and watch it happen, or you can cause it to happen. Either way.
Yeah. He was, because he definitely is thinking launch. He's thinking explosion. He's thinking massive growth. He's not thinking just, you know, let's just increase the customer base. He's thinking launch, growth, power. And I love that. I mean, it was just so, I was talking to Joey Carter offline as well. And Joey was so excited about, Joey Carter got really excited when Scott Hudson said that Ambit's a small company. Ambit's a little company. Because that means that in Scott Hudson's view, he wants to make our $1 billion turn into a lot more than $1 billion, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it you know, like anybody that invests in anything, they want to get a return of and on the investment as quickly as possible. And as long as the investment is paying off, what are they going to do? They're just going to keep throwing gasoline on the fire. And you know, we've talked a lot about Scott, but I'd like to talk a little bit about Sydney. You know, I had the opportunity. I had not met Sydney until dinner before Power Trip, had some opportunity to listen to her observations and so on and so forth. I did have a conference call with Sydney before Power Trip, just the two of us. And I'm telling you, she is super, super, super smart, super, super, super sharp, and well versed in what needs to happen. You know, she wants to learn too, but she has systems behind her that she's developed over the years, and been in the energy business for over 20 years now, and worked at Vistra for several years of those 20 years. She's got resources and systems that are just going to take us to a level of sophistication, the likes of which we've just never had before. And I'm so impressed with her abilities. And, you know, she's, you know, one of the questions was, you know, hey, you know, you guys have, you know, gotten the Ambit brand, and, you know, forget the name of the company they bought right before Ambit, and, you know, is this an M&A shop? And for those of you that aren't familiar with M&A shop, means merger and acquisition shop. In other words, a lot of companies are just built, you know, one merger after another and acquisition after another, and that's, you know, cause it's kind of how they build their company. And she said absolutely not, you know, that because of the merger or the acquisition right before Ambit, they were done with that acquisition business, you know, for a good long while. But then, you know, Ambit presented itself and they said, this is too good to pass up. So you're not going to see them acquiring a whole lot of brands in the short haul. Their commitment is to building our brand and to taking it to get the numbers that they need. So, you know, it's not like, okay, we're just the next one and then there's going to be another one and another one. And I'm not saying they're not going to acquire anybody else, but they truly are looking, you know, and from her perspective, the chief marketing officer who's got to cause the systems for those acquisitions to occur, you know, she's got the vision that Ambit Energy is the ticket, and it is the ticket. and all we have to do is go and prove them right, which we've done and continue to do, and, you know, just get the numbers up. You know, if you sponsored one person in the last 3 months, try sponsoring one person a month. You know, just get your numbers up. Our customer count is a byproduct of our consultant acquisition. And, you know, bottom line is, as people promote the marketing plan, you know, if you think about it, Jay, you get a nickel per customer per month on your personal customer. So money is not the motivator in the acquisition of any consultant in Ambit Energy to acquire customers. What's the motivator? It's the upfront bonus. So if I go in the Northeast and gather three customers or get two Texas customers, I'm going to get $100. So we go and gather our customers initially to get that bonus. And then we continue to go on and gather customers to get, you know, additional bonuses if they're available. So that takes us up to five customers. But what? We need five customers to get to regional. Well, then when are we focused on getting 10 customers? When we're getting on our way to senior. And so we acquire customers for the upfront bonuses, and we acquire customers for promotion reasons. And so, again, customer acquisition is not because they pay us some super-duper commission, you know, residually. It's because they pay us a lot of money up front to acquire those customers. Those costs to them as a company are a fraction of what they're paying in telemarketing or door-to-door or direct mail or television or billboards or any of the rest of it. And so they want to shove as much money out there as they can to gather that good, loyal customer, lower acquisition rate, longer term as a customer.
And yeah, absolutely. And Brian, I was really impressed with Sydney was quiet and conservative. And then when there was a question that was geared towards the customer experience and her team and what they're going to be able to do in terms of incorporating some of their Vistra resources to help Ambit, to help our customers and help us gather the customers we need. I mean, it was pretty incredible to see her focus and her clarity and her passion and her commitment backed up with a multi-billion dollar company. And I think that's one of the things that Joey Carter was really impressed with as well. So yeah, agreed 100%. Pretty awesome stuff. It's definitely exciting. The Brian, if you don't mind, I just wanted to ask you just quickly something that's been that's inspired me a lot if you don't mind me shifting gears a little bit, I just wanted to talk just briefly about Mobile Loaves and Fishes and what you're doing in Austin, Texas, and how your career has put you in a position now, and the success you have with Amazon has put you in a position where now you can give and serve and do things that's really at a much higher level. Can you talk about the homelessness issue in Austin and what you're doing with Mobile Loaves and Fishes and the recognition recently? It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that, Jay. For those of you that don't know, I'm a member of the board of Mobile Loaves and Fishes. It was founded by a really good friend of mine, Alan Graham, who our boys went through scouting together. And so Alan, you know, started talking to me about wanting to expand Mobile Loaves and Fishes. And Mobile Loaves and Fishes started as a feeding ministry where basically Mobile Loaves and Fishes would provide a canteen truck that you see, you know, selling stuff at. Why don't you push the mute button again, Jay, if you don't mind? That you see on construction sites. And so what they would do is, you know, plant the truck at a church. Church would raise the money, put the food on the truck, and they'd go out and feed the homeless and the working poor. And that evolved that, you know, we started placing trucks in San Antonio and New Orleans and other cities around the country. But it is an incredible ministry. But then all of a sudden there was this factor of homelessness. Is not only feeding, but, you know, how do you give these people shelter? And it kind of evolved over the years into, you know, master plan community here in Austin, Texas called Community First. And you can go to MLF, which is Mobile Loaves and Fishes, MLF.org, or or just Google Community First in Austin, Texas. Well, you know, 100% privately funded, you know, master community that now houses about 250 formerly homeless people from Austin and surrounding areas, with just incredible support from, you know, all the way from dentistry to medical to mental services to addiction services. All the whole community has come together. We just opened or are in the process of putting the infrastructure in and getting ready to open some homes in phase two. In fact, on Monday, I'm going to a meeting the acquisition of dozens of acres right across the street for phase three. And so it's gotten so much national attention. We were in People magazine here a few weeks back. Secretary Carson, the head of HUD, flew in to visit Community First and spoke about it to the news media. We've had the governors from several states and other communities that are now coming to symposiums. We've got other cities looking at the model, and it's truly the model to search, you know, to take care of the homelessness problem. You know, government's approach to homelessness is just find them housing and they'll be fine. And that's just not the case. You know, homelessness occurs, primary reason that homelessness occurs is catastrophic loss of family. And when there's a catastrophic loss of family, there's a catastrophic loss of everything. You know, there's nobody to turn to, you know, so just taking somebody that's lost with nobody to turn to and putting them in a furnished room or in a furnished apartment doesn't give them the support that they need. And so, you know, Community First, we've got entrepreneurial programs. We've got a car care center where residents can earn a dignified income there. We've got one of the premier blacksmith operations in the United States of America. In fact, we have a competition that's grown to be the second or third largest in the country now. We've got an art center where some incredible artwork comes out and sold it around the community. We actually have a lady that builds nativity scenes that has gotten so well known, her nativity scenes are selling, depending on the size, between $3,000 and $5,000. And this woman was homeless, you know, a couple of years ago. And so, you know, wow. It's tiny homes. It's Alamo Draft House has put a theater out there, and so we have community theater, you know, every Friday night, it's an incredible thing. And you know, it's Ambit Energy has given me the ability to serve the community and to be a small part of that, and for that I'm really grateful. I'm involved in some other things as well, but Mobile O's and Fishes has just done some incredible things and has got national attention now. You know, we just had, forget the name of the city, but it was one of the larger cities in California where, as everybody knows, homelessness is at a catastrophic proportion out there. And we just had the mayor and the entire city council and a lot of civic leaders, and about 20 of them that came out last week. I don't want to say the city because I'll probably get it wrong, but I'm thinking it was San Bernardino, but it was a larger city that would be recognizable name like that. And they just went back just so excited that we're going to do this, you know? And so it's, you know, again, to be something that's now become a nationwide movement to, you know, help our brothers and sisters in need is, you know, it's very, very fulfilling. And again, that was because, you know, of Ambit Energy and be able to, you know, spend some time and give back.
I mean, obviously we all have legitimate reasons to make money and to be successful and to build this business, and they're all legitimate. I mean, they start when someone's new, and it might be just to bridge the gap and, you know, meet practical needs and things like that. But just to see the potential of why we succeed and why we prosper. And this is another, just for, if you're listening to this recording, it's just another reason, in my opinion, why people can lean into this opportunity, why people trust the business, why God entrusts us with success, because we're doing the right thing. And, you know, it's not just Brian McClure, but you think about our success is a contribution to Brian McClure's success. And now you're, Brian, what you've been able to do inspires us to do things like that. And, you know, on a smaller scale until we're in a position to do things in a, on a, you know, on a grand scale. But these things are, I think, are really important when it comes to just overall success, in my opinion. I mean, so it's really inspiring, very inspiring to see what you're doing. It's moving. It's beyond just making money for money to have more green cash in our pocket or buy a nicer car or house, which is great. And there's obviously real practical needs. It moves people, you know, sort of like when we raised money for the elevator in Scranton, Pennsylvania. These are the things that I think move people. And I thank you for, you know, I know we wanted to spend a lot of time, you know, talking about Vistra and whatnot, but I really appreciate you sharing some of that stuff. Very inspiring, and I hope the people were encouraged by it as well.
Yeah, well, I appreciate the opportunity to share, and there's so many people in Ambit that are doing so many things for so many different great organizations. You know, of course, you know, I'd like to encourage everybody on the call to get involved with Ambit Cares. And if you don't know about Ambit Cares, you know, it's a feeding program that where basically Ambit is, you know, put together a couple of days out of the year where, you know, local people, you know, go out and, you know, whether it's canned food drives or whatever it is, but, you know, put together programs and, you know, and it's different, you know, it's whatever you want to develop to, you know, support your local food bank or church that, you know, has a feeding program or whatever. And, you know, and now you have the ability in your back office to take a certain amount out of your check every paycheck to go to make a tax deductible donation to Ambit Cares. So all that's tax deductible. And we started raising money for Ambit Cares at Power Trip years ago, and you know, raised well over $250,000 at Power Trip through raffles and nice prizes that were given away for those. And not the Power Trip that just passed, but the one before that, we raised $68,000 to get an elevator in the theater there, because the kids that you know had physical problems because the way the theater was structured with steps weren't able to get to the stage. And then, as importantly, the people with mobility problems, parents and grandparents, weren't able to go see their kids perform there because they have, you know, acting school. They raise a lot of money and give kids acting lessons during the summer, and they put on performances. And so we actually did a ribbon cutting this past Saturday for that. And the state senator was there, the press was there, and you know, all that happened because people attended Power Trip and they reached in Hip National and pulled out some cash and you know, we just made a difference. You know, I mean, the when I went to the ribbon cutting on Saturday, the man who, you know, has the nonprofit and runs the theater, he and his wife were literally crying about what a difference it had made in the stories. There was one grandmother that came, and there was three performances for a grandchild, and she came to all three performances, and for years had not been able to, you know, had seen it streamed and seen it on, you know, on taped and everything, but had never gone live. And how the grandmother just was sitting there crying through those three performances. So, you know, just doing small things, you know, and that inspires other people to do small things. And, you know, I'm just a big believer in the more you give, the more you get. And that, you know, that's not me, that's the Ambit community.
Yeah. Amen. And this is so when we think about, you know, Brian, we got January 18th, Simulcast is coming up. So Simulcast is really an opportunity for us to have more stories of grandmothers being able to go on elevators, and more people that are being helped in the homeless community, more hungry people that are eating, and it gives us a chance to celebrate more success in our own life, but also the ripple effect of all of the giving. So, you know, we should be thinking about Simulcast as an opportunity to invite new people to expand the vision so that all of us can succeed more and we can have more of these stories, because it's just, this is the kind of thing where more is better. It's always more is better with everything that we're doing, but bigger is better here.
Absolutely. I totally agree.
Yeah. So anyway, Brian, any closing comments? I'm going to, you know, maybe just, I just want to mention that up until midnight tonight, you can get go cards. Richard Amueto sent me that you can get go cards with a promo code, which is PT, which is like Peter Thomas, PT50 cards. Use that promo card when you go to myambitstore.com, and you can get $25 off. Normally $75 for the go cards, you can get them for $50, and it actually expires tonight. So as soon as you get off the call here, you've got an hour and a half or so to do that. But outside of that, Brian, any closing thoughts? And you know, I'm super excited about Vistra and our future, and we have so many great things, you know, coming up. But what are some thoughts you'd like to just closing remarks for people?
Well, you know, I think the bottom line is, you know, everybody on this call owns and operates a sales and marketing company, and we all chose Ambit Energy to drive revenue to that sales and marketing company. And as the owner, CEO of our own company, you've got to decide, what do you want to do with the company? You know, do you want it just to be stagnant and sitting there and hoping beyond a prayer that you're going to get lucky someday and a bolt of lightning is going to hit it and energize it and you're going to start making money? Or do you want to come up with a business plan that says, hey, I'm going to go do so many, you know, show the plan STPs, you know, over this period of time, and I'm going to do it over a year, year and a half, 2 year period of time. And those time frames are for you to decide. Again, you own your own company. You know, they shouldn't be dictated by me or you, Jay, or upline, sideline, sponsor, or anybody else. I mean, that's what you've got to determine based on your life, what you've got going on, you know, what makes sense for you, but then go and execute it. Don't get excited about it just because of a promotion. You know, if the promotion goes away at midnight on December 6th and there is no other promotion, which, you know, I don't know if that's going to happen or if it's not, but even if it does, the money's still great. You know, go show the plan. And if you do that between now, you know, just take a short-term goal between tonight and the middle of January for Simulcast. You know, how many times are you going to show the plan? How many people are you going to enroll into the business? And then how many of those people are you committed that they're going to be at Simulcast? And go and execute against that plan, cause those numbers to happen, and you're going to be in such better position to ride that rocket ship instead of trying to catch up to that rocket ship, because you're going to have people that are coded to you in your organization at that event. And then, you know, you're going to do the same thing. You're going to work really hard from Simulcast through the spring and into the summer, and you're going to get as many people as you possibly can to Ambition. And you know, what I can tell you is that the hardest I ever work is before an impending event to get as many people there as possible. And, you know, I think people have lost vision of that. You know, I've been to Power Trip 14 times and, you know, it's the same old thing. Well, it's not about you going to Power Trip. It's about how many new people you got in your organization to get to Power Trip. Well, the Simulcast is kind of the same old thing every year. And, you know, I might watch it on the computer, but I'm not going to go to it. It's not about you. It's about how many people you can get there. You know, and so, you know, my closing challenge to everybody is decide, hey, I'm active in the business, you know, bucket number one, if you will, or my business is paused, bucket number two. You get to make that choice because you own the business. And what I can tell you is that people that make the decision that, hey, I'm going to activate my business, but more importantly, take action, because all the positive thought in the world won't make any money. It's only massive positive action that'll make you money. So you know, judge me on what I do, not what I say I'm going to do. So you can talk about you're going to be active. But that's not the solution. You know, you have to make that commitment. You have to come up with that plan, and then you have to execute against that plan. And if life gets in the way and knocks you down, get back up and keep charging. Just keep, you know, whatever you got to do to execute on the plan, on the whatever it takes program. And for those people that will do that, and it won't be the vast majority of people on this call. In fact, it'll be a minority of people on this call. For the people that do that, the reward that it's going to pay you, you know, in a few months, in a year or two or three or four years from now, is going to be a better investment in your time than anything else you could do. You know, you can live in the past and worry about the polar vortex that happened 6 years ago, or the gas markets that happened, you know, around 2 years ago, or this or that, or, you know, you can get, you know, stay there and let the change of the past keep you weighted down, or you can knock the change of the past off, say, hey, new sheriff in town, new leadership, new resources, you know, they're throwing money at it already, they're committed to it, and I'm moving forward and live into the future. Because I can promise you one thing, Jay, you can't change the past. You know, I can't change what I did at 4 o'clock this afternoon. I can't change what I said in the beginning of this phone call. I can only live in the present, and to allow the past to hold me back will keep me where I am. But if I can live in the present and look to the future and move into the future instead of being pulled back from my past, then what happens is that transformation occurs. And when transformation occurs, anything is possible. And so my challenge to you is make a decision, come up with a plan, execute, go gather consultants, help them, not tell them, help them gather customers, and let's show Vistra that we're for real as a heart attack, and what they're going to do for us will blow your mind.
Thank you, Brian. That's awesome. I love you, brother, a lot. I respect you. I appreciate your friendship and your leadership. I'm inspired by the fact that you don't, you know, as a reminder to all of us, Brian doesn't need to do this. So I'm going to close the call out in a second here and just give everyone up. If you can just give me a few seconds to don't say thank you to Brian until just wait about 5 seconds so I can unmute the call so he can hear everyone just say thank you. But let's just be reminded that Brian McClure, you know, it's been a long time since he's needed to do anything in this business, you know, so everything he's doing right now is just out of service to help us and for the ripple effect and the legacy. So, Brian, I appreciate you. I'm inspired by you. I love you, brother. And I'm going to just mute it, and we're going to give everyone an opportunity to say thank you. So here, give me about 5 seconds here, and I'll unmute the lines.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Jay. Thank you, Brian. Great stuff.
And we love you, Paul.
Thank you, Brian. Great interview, Jay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Jay. We're blessed to have both of you. Kathy from Waterbury.
Love you, Kathy.
Thank you so much.